It's Wednesday, September 2nd, 2020, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Amazon goes full-on dystopian future, Microsoft fighting deepfakes, and changes to the exposure notifications are here. This is the Business of Tech. Three distinct stories about Amazon, but the theme is consistent. First, Bloomberg is reporting on Amazon drivers who are hanging smartphones from trees. Why? To get them closer to the station where the deliveries originate from and beat out other drivers. This is the result of the competition for work, where the milliseconds make a difference. Unrelated, Business Insider is reporting that Amazon posted, and then deleted, a job listing for an intelligence analyst to monitor workers' efforts to unionize. In the now-deleted listing, the role included snooping on workers' efforts, focused on labor organizing threats against the company, and reporting back to executives. The role was taken down after Business Insider inquired about it. Finally, and again unrelated, Amazon is covertly monitoring private social media groups used by Amazon Flex workers to discuss their working conditions. Per reporting by Vice, the retailer has staff to track and categorize discussions in closed Facebook groups, public subreddits, and on Twitter, and posts are then escalated to internal teams and company leadership. Why do we care? It's hard not to look at these stories and just think there's something very broken at Amazon. When you have a Hunger Games for work and 1984-like monitoring of employees, there's just something wrong. The takeaway is not the focus on Amazon, however. The takeaway is when relations with employees have become so adversarial, there's a massive drain on the organization. As previously reported here, there's data to show micromanagement and overt monitoring of employees is detrimental to that organization. Building culture and a focus on empowering employees is hard, but if it was easy, everyone would just do it. That's why we care, to not end up in this dystopian future. Microsoft has announced two new technologies focused on combating disinformation. First up, Microsoft Video Authenticator, which reviews photos, videos, or audio files to see if they were artificially manipulated with a confidence score. The second is a technology for detection of content within Azure for adding hashes and certificates to authenticate the content, and then a reader, which can be used in ways like a browser extension, that verifies the content. Within the blog are a number of additional resources, including an educational tool for voters in the US to learn about synthetic media and help spot deepfakes. Why do we care? First off, tactically, these resources are very useful in the constant need to deliver education and value to users. Leverage the websites and information in your marketing material to add additional value to those customers. This connects back to the Adobe improvements discussed on August 17th, where Photoshop would embed data into content via their Content Authenticity Initiative, of which Microsoft is a part. Microsoft did not explicitly name the initiative in this release. These are technologies that are quickly developing, which focus on ethics and data trust, a growing trend and one I want to continue to highlight as I consider it such high-value services. And as it's a thread we've been tracking, Apple and Google have announced changes to their COVID-19 exposure tracking system, now making it easier for states to deploy exposure notifications without building their own apps. Of note, the new framework allows for interoperability across state lines, significant in areas like the DC metro area, with three jurisdictions. Additionally, Apple just released iOS 13.7, which allows native support of the notifications without an app, and Google is releasing theirs shortly. While I'm on Apple, the company announced today that the iOS app ecosystem has created approximately 300,000 new jobs since April 2019, as entrepreneurs created new apps to address problems such as remote learning, telehealth, digital commerce, and remote ordering from restaurants. Why do we care? I've covered my interest in the exposure notifications as recently as 2 days ago, so I'm not retreading that territory today. If you missed it, catch that on Monday's episode, August 31st. Today's reason we care is about the power of making it easier to create things without code. What Apple and Google found was that asking the states, already burdened with their regular work of public health in a public health crisis, simply didn't have the capacities to do the work. That's true in technology in general, and why we see solutions like Zapier and Automate.io as true integration frameworks, and why in the enterprise space there's more and more focus on codeless creation. I'll observe that it's one of those key flaws of typical RMM solutions. They tout automation, but it requires significant building on the part of the services provider. Those that remove that complexity are winning. Look to Zoom from yesterday, and you see how ease of use and deployment is too often overlooked as a feature. Thus, the lesson for providers is to emphasize this feature in their selection, because you can empower your customers faster, and it moves you further into business consulting when you offer and use those capabilities. Headaches with customers texting your technicians? Kozinta's Text brings your texting conversation into service tickets. Set your MSP apart by allowing your customers to communicate the way they want, without losing control of the conversation. Since text messages are 10 times more likely to be opened than email, you can get your tickets to resolved faster. An essential tool for supporting a growing remote workforce. Go to tixt.us, that's T-I-X-T.us, to sign up for a free 30-day trial. And when you do, tell them Dave sent you. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. So far, positive feedback on the audio changes. Let me know if you hear anything else, and I will talk to you again tomorrow.